Hello and thanks for being here. Today I'm going to talk about chromium interaction with manganese oxide, and in fact I will talk more about precipitation than oxidation. But before getting to this, I would like to show you these few pictures that have been taken in New Jersey in front. So that's basically a demonstration that occurred in front of a site where high levels of chromium have been measured. So that's just an example that shows that the use of chromium by the industry can have a direct impact on the society. And therefore, it's really important to understand how chromium behaves in the environment. So the chemistry of chromium in salt is quite complex because chromium can undergo different redox reactions. And in my research, I've been mainly focusing on chromium-3 and manganese oxide because manganese oxide is the main salt component that can naturally oxidize chromium-3 to the more toxic chromium-6. Now, when chromium-3 sorbs on the manganese oxide surface, two reactions can occur. First of all, as I said, chromium-3 can be oxidized, but also it can precipitate. And we know from a study back in 1992 that precipitate that forms is a gamma chromium hydroxide precipitate. And these people used the bulk X-ray absorption fine structure. Also, another study, also back in 1992, showed that was a gamma chromium hydroxide precipitate with electron diffraction TEM. So basically, we know what kind of precipitate it forms, but we don't know how fast it forms. So the goal of my research is to measure the rates of this surface precipitation and also the oxidation. And I'm using bulk X-ray absorption fine structure and quick X-ray absorption fine structure. For the experimental condition, we used a concentration of chromium-3 of 100 millimole due to the detection limit of quick excess. And also, we wanted to avoid getting precipitation of chromium in bulk solution. So we used pH so that we could avoid getting that precipitate in bulk. And so that pH is below the saturation index of chromium, which is pH 3.7 at a concentration of 100 millimole of chromium. So we did our experiments at pH 2.5, 3, and 3.5 to also study the effect of pH on the rates of the precipitation occurring on manganese oxide. And finally, we choose hydrous manganese oxide that we synthesized in the lab, which is kind of similar to the ones that are naturally found in the environment, like, for instance, biogenic manganese oxide, since biogenic manganese oxide and HMO, hydrous manganese oxide, are quite similar minerals and a polycrystalline phase. Okay, the first thing that we did was to carry out batch experiments in our lab, and so we reacted 100 millimolar of chromium with 20 grams per liter of HMO at three different pH. And at different reaction time, we took out some aliquots that we filtered, and we collected on the filter the manganese oxide, and we analyzed this wet paste with bulk X-ray absorption fine structure. So what you see on the left side of the slide is the fitting shell-by-shell, the shell-by-shell fitting of this wet paste taken at the chromium KH. And so basically, there is two regions of interest here, the blue and red stripes, where you can see peaks formation, and that's this due from the oxidation state changes of chromium and also the speciation changes of chromium. But we're going to go directly to the R spectra for the interpretation of the data, which shows, so this basically, this result shows a good trend in the first shell. And I'm going to explain why. Basically, you can see the chromium-3 oxygen first shell that shows up at 2 angstroms, and the chromium-6 oxygen first shell that shows up at 1.6 angstrom, which is the red stripe. Blue stripe is chromium-3 oxygen. So finally, you can differentiate these two first shell. And now, these two peaks are normalized to each other. That means that if one species is more concentrated than the other one, his peak will be higher. So here, what you see is finally at 1 minute, you have more chromium 6 than chromium 3, but as the reaction proceeds, then you have more chromium 3. Now, of course, we analyze the species in solution, and from 1 minute to 30 minutes, the concentration of chromium 6 in solution, so in the system, increases. But here, when we analyze just the solid phase, it looks like that finally, that concentration of chromium 6 decrease compared to chromium 3. In fact, what is happening here is that chromium 3 is accumulating on the surface. So that's for pH 2.5, but when we increase a little bit the pH by just a half unit of pH, you see that that accumulation of chromium 3 is even faster. As you can see, the peak growth, the blue stripe, it's proceeding faster. And if you increase again by a half pH of unit, it proceeds even faster. And the interesting thing is that you see that the 1 minute spectrum at pH 3 corresponds to the one at 10 minutes at pH 2.5, and the 1 minute at pH 3.5 corresponds to the one at 10 minutes. So you really see the effect of pH on chromium absorption. So here we do not clearly show that you have a precipitate forming, but at least we show that there is an accumulation of chromium that is occurring on the surface, which could suggest that we have precipitation forming. Now, if we look at the fitting parameters, this is basically chromium 6 oxygen first shell, the chromium 3 oxygen first shell, the multiple scattering for chromium 6, and the first metal-metal shell that is here. Now, we won't here metal, because the problem with this particular system is that we have chromium and manganese, and as a matter of fact, they appear right next to each other on the classification period of the elements, so we cannot really differentiate between chromium and manganese. But the point here is that you can see the coordination number increasing, and the riot distance also increases. So the coordination number increasing means that something is building up, and also that radial distance gets to 2.89. With that said, when we look at a standard of gamma chromium hydroxide precipitate, you see that the first metal-metal shell appears at 2.98. So, coming back to my data, since we don't see at this metal-metal shell 2.98, but smaller values, one could make two assumptions. First of all, well, maybe we don't have any precipitate because these radial distances are smaller. But the second hypothesis would be that actually these values are average values of different entities that are present on the surface. Maybe the precipitate and also other things, that, for instance, just chromium-3 sorbed on the surface. And so I would validate more the hypothesis personally, because these values are actually, although they are not 2.98, they are getting closer, and that would be very interesting to see what's going on after 30 minutes, because we could expect that these values are even more getting closer to 2.98. So here the point is, again, we don't show that we have the precipitate, but it's another piece of evidence that we have that formation occurring on the surface of the manganese oxide. Okay, now we also did some linear combination on this wet paste, and what you see here is the set of standards that we selected: chromium-3 aqueous standard, chromium-6 aqueous standard, and a gamma chromium hydroxide precipitate. As I said at the beginning of the presentation, we choose our experimental conditions so that we can avoid getting precipitation in bulk solution. So that means that if we have any contribution from that standard, it must come from the surface. And the result of this linear combination shows that we do have a contribution from this chromium hydroxide precipitate standard, and this contribution, first of all, gets higher as time goes by, but also it's more significant at higher pH. But that's just for the solid phase, and now we wanted to measure the rate of the formation of the precipitate in situ and in real time, and so that we applied quick excess. The particularity of this technique compared to bulk excess is that it features a monochromator that can move up and down very quickly. And so one can collect excess spectra very rapidly. One spectrum collected in 1.5 seconds. Here is application of this technique where we measured in the past the chromium-free oxidation rates with manganese oxide. So we basically reacted chromium-free with manganese oxide. And what you see here is the formation of the chromium 6 pre-H feature. And since this pre-H feature is directly related to the concentration of chromium 6, we could measure the concentration of chromium 6 total in the system and then measure the rate parameters of the chromium free oxidation. Anyway, to measure the kinetics of the surface precipitation, we used the same kind of experimental setup. This is a picture taken in the hutch of the quick access beamline X18B at NSLS, Brookhaven National Lab. What you see here is the batch vessel with the manganese oxide suspension, the brown solution here. You have the electrode of the pH stat to keep the pH constant throughout the reaction. You have that tubing here that contains the chromium free stock solution that are ready to be injected inside the batch vessel. And at one outlet of this tube, there was a syringe that was outside the hutch. So we could remotely inject chromium free into the batch vessel without being in the hutch when the beam was inside. And here there was the fluorescence detector and the I0 when the beam of the synchrotron arrived to get into the batch vessel. So that's basically our experimental setup. Now, during 30 minutes with that quick access spectroscopic tool, we collected a bunch of spectra and around 1 minute, from 0 minute to 30 minutes. And from around 1 minute, basically, we took 10 scans around 1 minute of reaction and we just averaged all of these scans all together to get one scan representative of 1 minute of the reaction. We did the same thing at 5 minutes. We took 10 scans and we averaged them. So we have one scan representing for 5 minutes of the reaction, same thing for 10 minutes, same thing for 30 minutes. And we see that finally, that chromium hydroxide precipitates also gives a contribution in the fitting, and that precipitate is increasing with time. So we show here for the first time that the chromium hydroxide precipitate is forming on the surface of the manganese oxide. This is the reaction done at pH 2.5 as an example. And we have the same trend for pH 3 and pH 3.5 with the precipitate forming even faster. So as a summary, I will show you the continuum of chromium reactions occurring on manganese oxide. First of all, for the 1 minute reaction, you have 17% of precipitation occurring. This value has been inferred from the linear combination that I just showed you in the last slide out of the quick access data. And the 32% of the oxidation has been measured from the pre-H feature of chromium 6 in the Xenz region of the quick access spectra. So anyway, here you see that 30% of the oxidation occurring in just 1 minute is really big. So a big part of the oxidation has been already done in 1 minute, just 17%. Then in 17% for the precipitate. Then in 5 minutes, you have 30% for the precipitate and just 39 for the oxidation. So a slight increases. Now, 10 minutes, 5 minutes later, after 5 minutes, you have slightly more precipitation occurring and not much oxidation going on. And finally, after 20 minutes more, at 30 minutes time reaction, you have around 60% of precipitation occurring and nothing more in terms of oxidation. So here, basically, we show that the precipitation is occurring gradually from 1 minute to 30 minutes. But in terms of oxidation, you have a lot produced within 1 minute, within a very short time frame, and then not much oxidation. So that actually corresponds well to the hypothesis that were done before. That means that you have at the beginning oxidation occurring, but then the precipitation builds up on the surface and that kind of shut down the oxidation. That was for pH 2.5, and we have the same trend, but the precipitation occurring even faster at pH 3 and pH 3.5. So with that said, I would like to acknowledge the people that help us out in that research. I would like to thank you for your attention, and I would be glad to entertain any question you may have. Thank you. Actually, I do consider it, and that will explain, although I did not consider the fact that chromium 3 can sorb in my linear combination, because as you could see, there was not a standard representing the chromium 3 sorption. The point there was to show that the precipitation is occurring, and it does give a contribution to the fit. And so that's the only point I wanted to make here, is that the chromium hydroxide precipitate is present on the surface, and it's just, you know, contribute to the spectrum. So that's why, as you could see, maybe my fit were not perfect, because maybe I was missing the fact that chromium 3 could be just singly sorbed on the surface. My assumption is that the system is so complex that many reactions are occurring at the same time. As I've shown, there is oxidation, there is also precipitation, and there is also chromium 3 sorbing on the surface because it needs to be oxidized.
Just stop. Can you just say you're sure it's precipitation? 100% sure?
Or yes. Based upon the excess data, yes. No, that was just the values that I showed you. That was the result of the XF shell by shell fitting that we did.
Okay, thank you very much, Gaudier.
You're welcome.